here at the 2018 CUNA GAC on a bright, well, not so bright Monday morning. It's kind of overcast, but at least it's not snowing, sleeting, ice, all that type of stuff. But what makes it even more brighter is the folks from Credit Unions for Kids joining us here in the studio lounge.
That's quite an introduction.
Joe Dearborn, Felicity Guerin, how are you guys?
Good. Thanks for having us, Mike.
You're welcome. This is the perfect way to start out my Monday. This is kind of tradition for us. Joe and Felicity is joining us as well.
It has been.
Yeah. Right on. Let's get the mic over here. So
we always look forward to it. So
there
we can
go.
Show off Felicity's new coffee cup.
Yeah, that's very fancy. I like that.
There's nothing quite like Exhibit Hall coffee.
Hey, doesn't get any better than that.
You know, it's a low bar.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the high bar.
Nice segue.
You like that? You guys reached some new...
You're a professional, aren't you?
Well, that's what they tell me. But I'm not so sure in reality. So let's talk about 2017. Talking about high bar, you guys were setting some records left and right last year.
Yeah, we had a good year.
Okay.
We had a good year. I think, engaged a lot more credit unions in our fundraising campaigns.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think we're able to engage more hospitals too. I think more hospitals are becoming understand that there's a real opportunity to fundraise with their credit unions.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
And I think we saw that in the results of the Vote for Miracles campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Where we had over 600,000 votes.
That's such a cool campaign.
600,000 votes. I think 140 hospitals got votes over the course of that 3-week campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Co-op and CU Direct were on board as sponsors to fund the campaign.
And Joe, we had over half the credit unions in the United States represented by the voters.
Yeah. Really?
So it was pretty exciting.
Oh my gosh. That campaign, you guys have hit it out of the park with that campaign. And that's only the second year you've done it,
second
right?
Second year, yeah. The first year was to honor the 20th anniversary of Credit Unions for Kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so successful, we thought, why not do it again? And we came back and got more hospitals involved. And Hurley Children's in Flint, Michigan, won for the second year in a row. Phenomenal.
They're on a roll.
Support there.
Mm-hmm.
They get their media involved. It allows not only the hospital to share their story, but also what credit unions are doing in the community to support their efforts. And it's critical in Flint. The money that's raised in this case is going to fund a room for abused children.
Really?
Yeah. So they have their own private area.
Oh,
they can
nice.
Do interviews and. So it's a godsend for the hospital.
No doubt.
And it's obviously a very economically depressed city.
Mm-hmm,
so these funds are critical. So it's, it's why we do it.
And we're here at the GAC, so I think we'd be remiss to forget to mention that Chelsea Clinton actually tweeted in support of Hurley Children's Hospital
really?
For the Vote for Miracles, which drove a lot of votes right there at the end and pushed them into, secured their number one spot.
That's a little bit of star power right there for you guys.
Yeah,
it was.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then that kind of just goes to show the credibility that you guys have, the hard work that you guys have put in over the years, and this is kind of the fruits of your labor, basically. Getting some acclamation like that.
Well, thank
cool.
you. Yeah, it's exciting. It's just a testament to, I guess, what all the credit unions across the country have done to support their local Children's Miracle Network hospitals. Makes Joe and my job easy.
Indeed, and fun too, and fun.
And very fun.
Yes. Well, let's talk about 2018, since we're kind of in the second, almost third month already. Can you believe it?
No.
Scary.
Yeah, it's almost springtime, although you wouldn't know it by outside. But so what's going to happen in 2018? What's Joe, Felicity, anybody, anyone?
Well, we got two programs.
Okay.
I guess I'll talk about online giving, integrated giving campaign, or are you going to do that?
Sure.
Okay.
So we
have two campaigns that we're excited about. So integrated online giving. So, and it really stems from a program that Desert Financial Credit Union in Phoenix operate. They do a change drive every month. Part of it is in the branches, and then they figured, you know, we're not reaching those members that don't go into the branches. We need to do something online, so they created an online opportunity where they could make a dollar, where they could make a monthly donation, a one-time donation, or they could choose to donate whatever's left in their checking or saving account, whatever change is left. So if there's 50 cents, then that rolls up as their donation.
That adds up.
It does.
It really does it really quickly.
And was it $30,000, I believe, they raised online through that program? So that was the impetus for it to say, hey, this is something we should be introducing to more credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working with a couple of vendor partners to to hopefully see that come to fruition. A lot of details still to work out, okay. But we're excited about where that's going to go for us.
Yeah, right on.
So we do still have our national campaigns. So when Joe said we have two new campaigns. So
yeah.
We're going to like kind of layer that on top of our traditional change drive is our hopes. And then next up is... Skip-A-Pay.
And it allows us to also mention that this is the 10th anniversary of Co-op's Miracle Match program.
Oh, really? Okay.
So $10 million over that time. And we kind of ran the numbers, and it's probably about $20 million in new incremental dollars for our hospitals in new fundraising, because it's gotten a lot of credit unions into the game. Mm-hmm. They're excited about it. Once they get in, they find out that they're really having an impact on their local hospital. They get more involved. So they're gonna guarantee a match for every skip a payment application.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And last year, was it 2016, we had about 25 credit unions do a skip a pay, and they raised about $125,000. So we said there's a lot of potential there, and obviously with the guaranteed match, it'll hopefully drive even more participation.
Goodness. I mean, this just goes to show, I mean, it's just it's another way for, hey, the Marines are here.
Yeah.
Very excited. Hey, but it's just another way for credit unions to get that much deeper involved in their communities. I mean, and being heavily involved with the local children's hospitals is just an ideal way to do it, because, I mean, we all have families, we all have kids, and they get sick sometimes, and we rush them to the hospital. I know we are frequent flyer visitors at our children's hospital, and
we are so thankful.
So, just a great way to get back into the community as well. Yeah.
And one thing I think that's so nice about the Skip-A-Pay program, too, is, you know, credit union members really benefit sometimes from that. They make the donation to the CMN hospital and then they get to skip their payment. So it's benefiting the hospital and it's directly benefiting the member at the same time. Mm-hmm. And the reason we adopted it as a national campaign was because it had so much traction, just the grassroots efforts across the country. We saw several credit unions, I mean, tens of 25 or more credit unions doing it all on their own.
Yeah.
So that's why we're trying to coordinate it as a national effort for this year.
Right on.
So yeah, make it even easier for other credit unions to get on board with something like that.
And you know what? I think it's, in addition, I think that it's a nice service the credit unions can offer their members. I mean, it's one more reason why, you know, credit unions, we can differentiate between credit unions and big banks.
Indeed.
So it's exciting, and we're grateful that Co-op has come forward with the guaranteed match.
Right, and credit unions are always looking for the differentiator. They're always looking to, hey, how do we tell our story? How do we set ourselves apart from the other financial institution? This is the way to do it. This is another really great way to do it. So
we're excited about the outcome.
Indeed. So what are your goals? What do you guys want to achieve here at the conference besides awareness, networking, hanging out, that type of stuff? Are there any other kind of goals? Or?
Well, Mike, I have my standard answer, right? I'm here to say thank you.
I like that.
You can never say thank you enough, considering that credit unions have now, since 1996, raised over $170 million. It's a lot of money. Obviously, it's impacted about probably millions of families over that time. And we just want to say thank you. Of course, we can network. We can share our information about our new campaigns.
Yeah.
And I get to hang out with Felicity and you.
That's all good.
So it's always a... There's always a lot of different benefits that go with GAC.
Yep, indeed. Felicity, anything to add there?
I think it's a great conference, so I'm happy to be here.
I think it's a wonderful conference.
I do too.
I'll speak for Felicity.
Okay, I call it
it's a great conference.
The big family reunion.
It is.
We all kind of get together
like
one year.
Is, yes.
You know, we do all this digital stuff, but it's always fun to do face-to-face things, and this
without
is kind of why I do it as well.
It's
amazing. It's been a whole year since last year.
I know. It's just boom, goes by like so fast.
Flying by.
Well, you guys keep up the good work, and we'll continue to support you guys in more ways than one. And I have a friendly guy right there. So,
thank you, Mike.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
I don't know if people know this, but you make a donation.
We do.
For every interview?
$10 an interview.
Really?
Yeah. It's on his website.
I need to get you guys
on
the last
sign.
Conference. It's on there. It's on the website.
But like here.
Okay, we'll put a sign too.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do that next time.
Now I have that on film too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold you to it.
We appreciate that. That's great.
It's our pleasure. Yeah. Our pleasure.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you guys.
Right.
Enjoy the show.
We will.
We'll see you around the hall. All right.
Sounds good.
Felicity, always a pleasure.
Yes.
Joe, keep up the good work, sir.
Always. Thank you.
You guys rock.
Thank you.